This weekend, the new play Fires Are Confusing from writer-director Zach Helm will be workshopped. The play tells the real-life story of Cameron Todd Willingham. Scheduled for execution in the arson death of his children, Willingham awaits his fate while a scientist recreates his crime, casting shadows over Willingham's conviction and his community.
Zach Helm is here. He's the author of the plays Last Chance for a Slow Dance and Good Canary. He also wrote the film Stranger Than Fiction.
Actor Michael Chernus plays Willingham. Chernus is on screen right now in Men in Black 3, soon to be in The Bourne Legacy, also an accomplished stage actor. Michael won a 2011 Obie Award for his performance in The Wake and was with us for when Touched was at Williamstown. So great to see you again.
Good to see you as well.
Griffin Dunn has been an actor, director, producer in New York for close to 30 years. As an actor, Dunn has the distinction of having starred in two 1980s cult favorites. First came the John Landis monster movie, An American Werewolf in London. Then the Martin Scorsese black comedy, After Hours. His theater credits, Marie and Bruce's coming attractions, The White Album, and Search and Destroy.
And it is a great pleasure to welcome you all to the roundtable. Thank you so much for being with us. What a pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Let us begin with you, Zach, of how you came to this story of taking a true story and saying, okay, I want to explore this. I want to look at it.
It began with my theater company in Los Angeles, Teatro De Facto, working off of the audio of The Thin Blue Line, the documentary by Errol Morris that famously re-dramatized a case in Texas. It had a character in it named Dr. Grigson, who we then began to research, and we found him in the Gran article, a David Gran article about Cameron Todd Willingham. We had a series of actors and writers do some research, and we found a lot of discrepancies with the David Gran article, and so we decided to go full bore, as they say, and so we went through 10,000 pages of transcripts, interviews, frontline interviews, research, all on our own, and decided to cull it down into the play.
How much of a leap of faith is that? Because, I mean, what if you come up empty?
I don't come up empty. I mean, at a certain point, you can realize with a project that it has a limited scope of where it can go. But I think that the idea here was to let it be whatever it was. I think we're very happy that we were able to get a full-length play out of it.
So for you, Michael Chernus, playing Willingham, what has that been like?
It's been really, really interesting. You know, I think as an actor, you really can't judge the character you're playing ever. And so in a story like this, it's really complicated because there's a lot of different opinions about whether or not this man actually committed this crime. And even if he didn't, his actions, whether or not illegal, might be sort of morally complicated. But for me, my job is to sort of inhabit him with, you know, a great deal of empathy and really put myself in his shoes. And so that's been tricky and...
Emotional?
Sure, super emotional. You know, no matter what happened, this guy lost his three young children and was executed. And, you know, that... Waiting around in a cell on death row is it's going to be an emotional situation to put yourself in as an actor. You know, really, really going there and thinking about what that would be like.
Griffin Dunn, what drew you to the production?
I am playing a fellow named Dr. Gerald Hurst, a real life character, who is a guy who. Was a chemist and used his knowledge of chemistry to make napalm, to make invented exploding T-shirts. Did a lot of work for the defense contract that got and killed a lot of people. In a way, I am sort of atoning for the previous my previous work during the Vietnam War in particular, and. By putting my energies into looking at cases, arson cases, or and death penalty cases, very much like the one this play is about, to review the evidence. And I bring my scientific knowledge to see if people in this field were using scientific methods, which, you know, previous to this case was not the norm. It was not a science. It was there was a lot of theories about what the causes of arson were that had not been updated for decades. And so I play a guy who comes across this this case of Willingham a month away from his date of execution.
So how does it work when two actors sort of have to deal with each other? Do you have to sort of communicate on some level? I mean, how do you learn each other? It's a very inartful question, but you get it? I mean, when you meet each other for the first time, do you have to scope each other out? I mean, how does it work?
Sure. You sniff around each other a little bit. Yeah.
Like dogs in the park.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's always a fun dance. It's like one of my favorite parts of being in this business is getting to know people in an intimate way really quickly that you wouldn't normally. Samantha Mathis, great actress who's in the play as well. Zach she and I have a lot of scenes together, and he had us do a bunch of exercises where, you know, she's my prison pen pal, and she eventually comes to visit me, and we sort of strike up this relationship. And so Zach had us on one of the first days of rehearsal just sort of kind of interview each other as ourselves. And you know, doing this kind of work, working on a play, especially a play like this, you just get to a deeper place with people than you would maybe in other occupations. So it's interesting. I mean, I feel like, you know, people very quickly begin to reveal themselves around a rehearsal table.
Have either of you ever spotted another actor in that first moment and said, uh-oh?
Yeah.
I'm sure they have a lot about what I'm doing.
That's how I felt about Griffin.
Yeah. It usually takes a couple of weeks for people to relax and to go, okay, he'll be all right. But I'm in an unusual thing because I don't actually interact with the other people. I'm in a different thing, and kind of like, you know, we use our town where I'm like, you know, the narrator in our town, stage manager. So I've been sitting there watching it unfold, and it's kind of a lonely business, just kind of sitting by myself. You know, I don't get to talk to anybody till the second act.
What do you get out of it as an actor of coming to a production like this, immersing yourself, doing it for a very short period, and then moving on?
I think that I always take something away with an experience when I've got, I work with new actors I hadn't worked with before who I respect, and particularly really good material. It just makes all that experience go somewhere, no matter how long it is. And it's something you can apply to, you know, your life or whatever the next job will be.
Zach, what are your hopes for this work?
That's a very good question. The very first hope is to learn as much about the script as we can during this process. That's what the Powerhouse Theater season is all about. The theater company, we have three members here, actors and two writers that have been working on the play. So we will go back to Los Angeles and work on the play there and do a stage reading there as well. And then the play goes out into the ether. It goes out to literary managers. It goes out to agents. It goes out to, you know, actors and whatnot. And you see how it lives and where it goes. There's very little control I have over it at that point.
But when you're
at a certain point, I have to write end of play.
and move on to the next one.
But when you're dreaming, do you dream movie? What is it that you aspire to?
I aspire to the best possible work I can have in that particular situation. For me, I'm lucky enough that I have enough work that and enough variety of work that I don't have to push one particular piece. I think that I would love to see what my theater company in LA can do with it. It's a very highly theatrical, very physically based theater company. It would be interesting to reinterpret it. But I think I'd also like to see what would happen with a large, full-scale, straightforward production of it, perhaps even in New York.
Fires Are Confusing from writer-director Zach Helm will be performed tonight and tomorrow at 8 p.m. and Sunday, July 15th at 2 and 7. Powerhouse.vassar.edu. Zach Griffin and Michael, my thanks for you all being here. A great pleasure. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.